for assigning to sketch out different tools that a person has in a toolbox to make a teepee. So we said last week that Al Yeshur is building it based on the Abri Yisaitis Adam. The four Yisaitis that a person is created from, the Ofer, the Mayim, the Eish, and the Ruach. And all of these four things are the Shroshim for Midas Reyes, which is the point of battle of Tikkun that a person needs to be masakin himself in order to get to what we described at the beginning of the year as Simcha, Smach Bochur, that a person gets to the Shleimus of Simcha. This week we spoke about Ofer, and we spoke about the Midah of Atzlus. And the Alishur said a tremendous Kiddush based on the Chazal, that the Midah of Atzlus is rooted in a person's looking at oneself as being fundamentally Gashmius. That means, we saw in the Medrash that Kol's man, the person, the Atzl in the Medrash, looked at Ruchni as something which is outside of him, who's under the Shlita of Atzlus, because Atzlus means you're under the Shlita of the Ofer, because you look at yourself as Ofer. And the minute that the Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish, Beficho, Levavcho, La'aseisoi, that a person himself, oneself, is fundamentally a Ruchnius Dika being, the Etzer, and it's not something which is outside, so then a person automatically, he says, overcomes Atzlus, because the whole Atzlus is the Shlita of the Ofer on the person, which creates a Kvedus, which creates a heaviness. In the next parish, he goes to the site of Mayim. Paragraphy, Kufayne. Kol Echad Margish, every person feels a Hekritus Gabal Atzativus. Every person feels the need to overcome. It means, if we're talking about the ladder in Avodas Hashem going up, so the first rung in the ladder is Atzlus. And that's why we said that the Alishur called Atzlus Mifsar Tumah, the fortress of Tumah. Because Atzlus, albeit, is less damaging than other Beit Midas. But Atzlus means the shlita of the guf of the person in the most absolute way, other than death. It's the closest thing to dying, where your neshama leaves you. And a person who's lazy means he has given into the lowest level. He may not be doing damage. He won't be running around typing, and he won't be running around casting, and he won't be running around sinna. But he's fundamentally, his engine is shut down, and his guf totally dominates the neshama. So a person has to fight Atzlus. It's like Ali, sure, everybody knows that. You can't do anything. I feel like it's just Iker. If a person's lazy, then even the Iker mitzvahs get ruined. But the need to despise physical pleasures ain't in a Mark Yishamak, we don't know about it. Ulam, he says, I'm going to take a line here. A Torah Moshech is the son of a Torah, Oilam Bukhin, the Torah takes us into a Bukhinistic world. Torah is not a collection of information or thought patterns. It's a world. Mitzias Ruchnius, it's a Ruchnistic reality. Lepochus Chasa Shalom, Mitzias Oil Nagashmi. Begather Lahanchel Oyav Yesh. Oil Ruchnius of Torah, Kedusha Ein Nir Lan, you can't see it. I'm going to explain now what happens. The Gemara says in Ksubis, I want to explain this Gemara at length. So, in this parak, as I said, we're climbing the ladder. A person who's lazy, a person who's not getting up, we'll call it as a mashal, is under the shlita of the guf. That's level one. Now, after a person, we'll call it in an oifen of mashal, gets out of bed, quote unquote, where he's fighting the kvedus of the offer, which Monsieur Sharon described, but there's a second level domination of the guf, and that's Gashmius. So what's the problem with Gashmius? And what's the motivation not to? See, let's learn this Gemara in Zayek Subas. B'shas piti rosa sherevi zokof esa etzbo'is of l'mala. When the Rebbeinu HaKodesh of Yudha Nasi was about to die, he picked up his 10 fingers. Omar, and he said, Golovi yadu'al l'fanacha, Eivish, do you know, shalein enesim el mazek ki etzbo k'tashali, I wasn't nana for this world even like my small pinky. This Gemara states a kama v'kama chedush that we need to talk about in the Yisaitis Mamash of Avodas Hashem. And it will explain us level 2 of Shlita of the Guf. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, first of all, was a very, very wealthy person. Chazal say that the Pascha, he had all season fruit on his table. He never was lacking anything. And Tanino was a Rebbe. Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi of Christ, so he's a fabulously wealthy person. As I'll describe, he was never lacking anything in Gashmias. And yet, when he passed away, he said, he raised his 10 fingers, and he said, "Don't let me do it, I never any at all." But that's not the issue. The issue is something else. If I were a Yehuda Nasi, okay, which apparently I'm not going to be. If I was a Yehuda Nasi and I was a Shas Piti Rossi, I'll tell you what I would say. I would say, Eivishta, you know my ticket to Olam Haba is? I wrote Mishnayis. All of Torah Shabbateh. And I said, no, everything we have, everything we learn, everything we do, is a Yehuda Nasi. Yabein HaKodesh. Torah. All Torah Shabbateh. Yehuda Nasi is dying, so besides the fact that he was Nasi, and he was a Bein Rakodesh. If you don't see, left us all with Torah. He put down Torah Shavapeh and Tiksav. There's no Mishnah, there's no Gemara, there's nothing. What was he announcing at his Shas Petira? Shas Petira is announcing, what is Tikkat Olam Haba, right? He's announcing, what is Tikkat Olam Haba? What's my Tikkat Olam Haba? My Tikkat Olam Haba is that I did it, wasn't then, my 10 fingers, even my small pinky. That's a ticket to Olam Haba. A ticket to Olam Haba. That's a form of Zach. A ticket to Olam Haba is call up Torah Kula for all the Torah's advice. So, yeah, he did have another. He did have another. To us, it seems like a Zach. We have no Hashimah's Machabah, such a thing. Hey, we don't know what he's talking about. That's Aleph. And even on the Tzad, that we have a Hashimah's for less Hanoah, we would ask the person, that's your ticket to Olam Haba. Okay, very nice. You're form of Zach. You ate less, you ate more, you ate less. You were a rich guy, you cut down. Like, okay, yeah. Something to say in the Hesped, maybe as a Levaya, that even though Yehuda Nasi was very wealthy, he didn't indulge himself. He didn't go to all types of situations and places which are very uncomfortable here, because otherwise people will quote me. Why not record it here? And that recorded them from things. Understood here. Talk for Kohen. It's recorded about talking about Toya Mez, okay? I'm not talking about anything. I'm not talking about particular kashmir. So we're not going to lower the conversation to A, B, C, or D. That's not important, by the way. That's what they have to say. That's his ticket. The Gantzer of Yehuda Nasi, the Gantzer of Meir HaKodesh, the Gantzer Meiser. It sounds like this. The reason why we look at it so strange is because we look at our relationship with kashmir as, because we don't look at it, b'chal. We don't pay attention to it. That's how we don't have anything to say about the matter, because it's something that we never think about. But if we do think about it, we think about it as Formkeit. In other words, Gashmius is a terrible thing, A. And we're all evil things the whole day chasing it. And since we don't want to deal with the topic, it's painful, so we don't deal with it. Period. Atkan. Atkan, Akofa, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Zayin. On the topic, and then you read these funny Gemaras where you're done, Nasi, picking up his hand, you know, I know he wanted it, I didn't have enough. From a mice, no shaykhus to us. It's based on a huge misconception. We'll learn over in honor of this Gemara, the beginning of Seos Hashem, Shadlo Nivra. Yisayin HaChasid is a Sherish HaFayt Hu, Shadlo Nivra, El Lazanik El Hashem, Vela Honnois Mizif Shechina Seshuhu, etc., 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 etc. Yidin HaGodol, Vekol Yidin HaShukol Yimatzi. Tainu Gamiti, Yidin HaGodol, Vekol Yidin HaShukol Yimatzi. What that means is only very simple. A person came into this world for Olam Haba. Everything we do over here, every minute we live, every moment of existence, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas HaSodim, living a family life, everything we do, everything, bringing up children, everything we do, everything we do, everything we do, is all to get to Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba, by the way? A roof needs to take a place. It's Anigal Hashem, the letters we just read also. The whole concept of Schar V'Oimnish is very, very, it's confusing by us. We have some sort of idea of Schar V'Oimnish means that, and this is where the Nekuda of Kashmir comes in, we have some sort of Nekuda of Schar V'Oimnish where it's like, I don't know, you do mitzvahs, you get like tickets, and then when you run up a lot of mitzvahs, you come to the prize table in Olam Haba, and you give in your tickets over there, and you get, I don't know, you get a prize. Olam Haba's a prize, it's a Gevaldig Zach, and as many mitzvahs points as you get in this world, and vice versa. There's been to too many carnivals. The way it works is something very, very different. And I'm going to say something scary. The schar and ha'onesh of Olam Haba is a result of how dovok or not were you in the Eivishn of this world. And the ability to appreciate the Ziv Shechinasoi and the Lisanik HaHashem is a direct toilada, it's a direct result of the amount that you have dovok and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Moshul Lamad Dovah Deimer, I'm saying a moshul from a Kashmir to Kazakh, but it's a concept you can understand. Amol, every bocher has a friend who's a gvir. They go to a wedding. You have at least one. I'm talking about a real fancy wedding. I'm not talking about like a fake fancy wedding. You go to a real fancy wedding. They have weddings where they have, I'll tell you what means a real fancy wedding, where they have menus on the table over there. The problem is that you don't understand what it says. There's descriptions of the food. When you go to a Zah wedding, you know you're going to be hungry. Anytime they describe the food with names, you don't understand. So, first of all, it's very small portions. So you come into the wedding over there, this gourmet place, and everyone's booing and eyeing. And first of all, you're hungry. And second of all, because you grew up on schnitzel and the meir and hot dogs, so you can't appreciate complex gourmet things which are made of intricate and complex recipes and ingredients. All types of syrups and whatever they have over there in the magazines. So the guy says he doesn't understand. Everyone's saying the spirals. You don't have a time for it. You don't have a time for anything delicate. Okay, but that's like the food. We'll talk about something more intelligent. So somehow you found yourself at a classical music concert, a symphony is playing, and you find yourself over there in the concert hall with the greatest symphony orchestra in the world playing. They're playing Tchaikovsky's 26th. Okay, I don't know if you got to 26, I never heard it. The last time I heard it, Tchaikovsky was in dental office 50 years ago in New York. And you're listening over there, and the oil over there is ooing and eyeing. It's like Oenus here, the interconnection between the pieces and the levels. The whole, I can't even describe what it is, but that's what it is. And you are a simple guy, you grew up on the face, I don't know. Free, Turkey, MDD, there's a high part and a low part, and somewhere a guitar in the middle, usually. That's the length and breadth of your musical Hanor. So you arrive at this incredible Zach. People pay thousands of dollars to come for it. It's so teeth, and it's so, and the people singing there, you know what it sounds to you like? It sounds like the violin sound like the carpenter's saws down the block. And you don't hear any melody, you don't hear anything. You say, well, where's the niggun? They say, no, it's Goenis. You say, it's not Goenis. I can't understand anything. It all sounds the same. You ever hear classical music? If you don't have a time for it, it all sounds the same. One straight line, no niggun, no song. You have to be a maven in it. If you grow up on a high part and a low part, so you have no place for such a thing. You're not complex. So, all that's a marshal, by the way. Olam Haba is not a restaurant with a gourmet food, and it's not a classical music concert. But I'll tell you what it is. Olam Haba is a sheer klali. Imagine you come to Shir Klali one day. Shir Klali starts at 12. So first of all, they glue you to your seat. That's the first thing, okay? And then the Shir Klali starts, and it never ends. L'Netzach Nitzachim. Yeah, that Moshul? It never ends nothing? If Shir Klali, the Eivishta, is giving out Ziv Terosoi for the Ziv Hashchina. Because you can't leave. You can't leave beforehand, like people usually do before Shir Klali. You can't leave in the middle when you sneak out and bang the door. And you can never, and it never ends. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba is an endless, ruchnius radiance from the Eibishta, Kutcha Bruchu. It's before Shri Yisrael Sisharm. It's Anegal Hashem, Pildenois, Mizim Shkinasa. It's the part of Yisrael Sisharm that everybody gets up to, even the ones who don't finish off their projects. It's Anegal Hashem, Pildenois, Mizim Shkinasa. You can't have Hanoh for ruchnius if you never develop a sense of any sort of hanav from anything ruchnius in this world. So the avoda, the way the schar and Olam Haba works is that as much Eibishta puts you in a physical world, in the physical world, connect yourself to ruchnius. As much as in the physical world you connected yourself to ruchnius, explains the Derech Hashem, so when the kuf will go away, the potential relationship that you built up, you'll have a time in it. Otherwise, you arrive at the sheer quality of the Eivishta light on board without a time in it, and you're constantly jumping, you're waiting to hear when's lunch. But what's for lunch? And they tell you there's no lunch here, and there's not even a phone to call to find out what's for lunch. This is it. L'Netzach Nitzachim. A nightmare, right? That's what they say in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yushami Yid. One of the first things I heard when I came 41 years of Yerushalayim, one of the first songs Yerushalayim to say, Yushami Yid told me this. He said, Gehenim and Gan Eden is the same place. That's two different places. They put you in this sheer quality, they glue you to the seat. For some people it's Gan Eden, for some people it's Gehenim. There's no need, David has to go at least two places. One for Gehenim, one for Gan Eden. It's all the same place. There's a big tief in it. It's not just a joke. There's emes to the Zach. You know what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said when he died? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, he wasn't coming to say which schusim he has. He wasn't coming to say why he was a tzaddik. He was coming to say that his ticket to Olam Haba was that he had a sense of hanah from Ruchnius. He didn't give himself over, that his entire sense of pleasure was given to Gashmius. He says it later on. What was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's ticket to go to Olam Haba? Sheshomer al chush hanah, he protected his sense of pleasure. Bal yitofes b'meshicha, it shouldn't be completely addicted and sunk into hanah saguf. Listen to this line: ki im chush hanah megushim, because if you ruined your chush of pleasure. So how in the world are you going to take a Magosha, take a guy, right? You take a guy, you never touch what you go, give him, go tell him to go get a geshmak out of Rukmius, or get a geshmak out of anything that's Rukmius anyway. So the issue of Mayim is a very, very high diagram. We are defined by our search for pleasure. The essence of what defines a human being is that he searches for pleasure. The whole world is looking for pleasure. Why is the whole world looking for pleasure? Well, that's all they do. The whole world is looking for pleasure, and all the advertisements are only picturing the pleasure you'll get from the product. All of them. If you look at any ad that you look in, it's all coming to picture. Why is the whole world chasing pleasure? Because, of course, it was created for pleasure. This nekuda, this doesn't mean, by the way, that a person is not allowed to get pleasure from Gashmius. What it means is that who does your sense of pleasure belong to? Is it mishubit to physical pleasure only, or be ikr? So then you're going to have trouble, b'shas pitir also. You're not going to first class, you're going to sit in the bleachers. And the goal of the tikkun of the second thing, so this is, why is this part of the ladder? Because we're talking about the relationship between the kufim and the shamba, between the midas. Watch. The first step is to fight atzmos, because that's total domination of the kuf. After a person, quote unquote, gets himself out of bed with everything that comes with that, where you fought the midah of offer, so now there's a secondary thing. Okay, so you're out of bed, but there's another battle with the kuf. So the kuf's not totally dominating you, but your penis is the shamba to the kuf. He brings down afterwards. Page Kufayin Vov. Ein ha-mechuvim bezeh le-sigufim bulimiyot echol b'shesus. I'm not talking about fasting, or not eating, drinking. We're not talking about chasidus. Nekudas ha-dvar hi, Dr. Ali shows, le-li yashkuim b'tanergi ha-guf. Don't be sunk into, don't be submerged into physical pleasure. Pinuk yeser, overdoing it, vanoz b'yotaros, and things that you don't need. Ein ha-mechuvim bezeh le-liyah, why? There's a famous line out there, by the Malvatim, and even some Bnei Terah. They say, listen, if you can afford it, why not? Right? I can afford it. So what the power do? Show me where the Shulchan Aruch is. Written. Where is it? Who's it? What's wrong? More and more and more and more and more. Why four courses are doing? Seven. Eight. Fleishik Fashtemidach. Not paraphrase. The animal will die of malnutrition. Only full. So they say, right? What are they writing in the articles? If you can't afford it, don't spend it. I can afford it. What are you mixing in? Stop looking around at everybody else. You spend what you can, I'll spend what I can. What's the problem? What's the answer, by the way? So there are two answers. One answer is that since Messias Hashem said that the Iker is Olam Hazeh because it's a prosdor, there's a certain amount of involvement in Shkios in Olam Hazeh that takes away your sense you're in a prosdor. There's a certain amount. The other wants to know exactly what type of science is it. In other words, do you have to have one shirt like Rav Shach Hirer had, 120 years ago when he was learning in Slutsk, and that one shirt was ripped in the back, and therefore he sat with his back to the wall the whole week, so nobody should see that it was ripped. No, I don't think that, I don't advise for that. So the first thing is, there's a certain level of over-involvement in Gashmias, which means you are radiating to yourself that I'm not in a prosa, because in a prosa nobody does these types of things. Okay? In a prosa you don't, I don't want to say what, in the base measures. That's one side, that's Aleph. But much deeper is that the interest of the guy who says, but I can afford it, is you could afford it. Maybe. But you don't have what to do at El Mahabad. Because you became Fagashmit. You became Fleshik. A Gashmit could become Fleshik. I'm saying a reason you get this, yeah? A person could become Fleshik. And what's an Afghanina? A night Afghanina. What are you going to do at El Mahabad? What are you going to do there? They're going to have this here, Chloe. And you're going to be looking for a carving station. And I know that I'm making fun of myself and what I call Kashmir is. I know that. I stopped saying 10 years ago, seven layer cake, because I began to sound stupid. I'm aware of that. That's my most important Kashmir. What did I do? That, you know, you're so far Kashmir, you don't even know what that is. But that was my... When I was growing up, the level was sponge cake versus seven layer cake, yeah? Somebody tipped me off that the Ela moved on since then. I'm aware of that. So what's the problem? The guy says, but I can't afford it. The answer is, you could afford it. Just, what are you going to do in the next world? So to be the Darug of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaspit, he also said, he left, he's a fabulously wealthy person, and he said, we're not allowed to be holding that. Okay? But the principle that our drive to live is a drive to get to Olam Haba, L'sa'anik El Hashem, V'lenas M'ziv Shri Nasei, which is, it should be on the table as an agenda. That's the second step in a person's relationship between his guf and his neshama.